This podcast replay is brought to you by EJDConstruction.com. Call Eric at EJD Construction at 305-433-4843. They do it all, residential or commercial. EJDConstruction.com is the custom home builder and general contractor you can trust. 305-433-4843.
I was talking about this. Pittsburgh last week, Omar, made Buffalo, you know, pretty pedestrian. Let's put it that way. Allen was 30 of 51. He threw 51, but the completions for 30 was only for 270 yards and a touchdown. And he did run nine times, but it was 44 yards. Beasley caught eight balls, but they were 60. You know, Diggs caught nine balls, but 69 yards. Singletary rushed 11 times, 72, no touchdowns. So they did a really good job of kind of bending and not breaking for the Bills. They gave up some yards, but they limited them to 16 points. And in a way, that's kind of been Miami's game under Flo right now, because they haven't gotten to the point where they're a dominant defense, but they do give up some yards, but they don't end up breaking a lot of times. And they kind of make teams settle for field goals or things like that, or they get a turnover or something along that way. They're and tough. I almost feel like in order to get to them to be pedestrian, do you agree with me that it's all about Ogbah and Phillips and Van Ginkel and Siler and Wilkins and Baker and all these guys getting after Allen one way or another, whether you sack him or just hit him? But make him feel like a pinball machine in the between the bumpers on a consistent basis.
That just has not been a very successful strategy. I hear where you're going and your thought process, but it just has not been a very successful strategy for Miami. And from that standpoint, when do you see this team getting pressure with rushing just four? It just doesn't happen.
Well, no, that's why I threw the linebackers in there. And even, you're going to have to set safety blitz. You're going to have a corner blitz. You're going to have to keep him off balance somewhat and keep him in the pocket, too, at the same time. So it's got to kind of be a discipline type of thing if you can. So how do you see it?
I think they have to take that same approach and drop seven in the cover. I think they got to vary their coverages. And I think shadowing him on downs is important. Shadowing him on third downs is important. I think, basically containing the run is critical. And then, you know, confusing him, changing up the looks. But I'm not sure blitzing him on third downs is the right approach.
So you like 7-8 DBs and then kind of Baker being the spy for him? Is that what you're saying?
I do. Baker or one of the safeties. I think Holland would be a great spy. Just a guess.
Big dude, bro.
Yeah, he is big. I was taking a look at him. He's got some size to him, but Josh Allen's a real big dude. Josh Allen's the size of a tight end.
That's what I meant, is that Josh, for Holland to cover him, that's a big body that he has to try to fight and take down. And Allen is a big hog, dude. Holy crap.
Yeah, I mean, Holland only weighs like 17 less pounds than Jerome Baker. So, you know, but it, to me, it's about speed and closing ability. And I like Baker's blitzing ability. I like his, you know, but then you take him away and then somebody's not defending the back. So Josh Allen has beaten Miami 5 of 6 times. He's won AFC Player of the Week 4 of the 6 times. He's won it 4 times against the Dolphins. He's won AFC Player of the Week 6 times in his career, and 4 of those games have been against the Dolphins. So that's the level of dominance that he's had. I'm writing a column in the Sun Sentinel right now, basically explaining why Josh Allen is Miami's daddy. they got to get some child support payments, man, because he is their father.
Well, Dad's going to lose this week.
Okay,
and I do like, if you can't rush him, which I think they're going to try, I do like the opposite of that is dropping 7-8 guys and just flooding the zone and then trying to confuse him and try to make him. The only thing I worry about, obviously, is that he's going to then kill you with his legs. And they've done, he's done a really good job of that, of killing them with his legs, and made a lot of. Now, this past week, Pittsburgh really was able to limit that. Now,
I think your best approach is to fuck him up. And you know, but to do that, you got to blitz him. And I think you pay big, you blitz him. You know, it just hasn't been very effective and successful for you. So, yeah, it's, you know, he's probably a harder riddle to solve than Tom Brady, if you think about it.
The only thing also is this is the first time they play him with Jones and X on the field. So this might make a little bit of a difference.
They had Jones and X in the season finale. So, yeah, well.
Did they? Oh yes, they did. That's right. He was healthy.
Where they got roasted by backups, not yes. Jones and X, but yes, the Dolphins.
Yeah,
they,
yeah,
they but killed Noah, just yes. destroyed him.
Well, but Noah's different. That's what I'm saying. Having those two guys there, Needham playing well.
They killed Needham. It wasn't
right.
Let me be fair.
Okay. Yeah, Needham. And Needham's playing well right now, so hopefully that will translate over to this game.